It's not even the end of the year yet, and people are already doing their list, the greatest blank of all time, the greatest blank of the 21st century, you know, songs or the greatest albums or the greatest, I don't know, bass lines. Mm-hmm. Well, the BBC, this is interesting. The BBC put out their list of the 100 greatest TV series of the 21st century.
Sopranos.
And when I first saw this, I was thinking, you know, I watch a lot of British programming, so I probably know a few of these shows, but not all of them. And I went to the list. There's like two British shows on here. It's all American television.
Yeah, because they're all shit. That's the reason.
What, their shows are?
Their shows are, yeah. They're unwatchable.
Well, not all of them. They have one show called Line of Duty that is so big that when it's actually on, it's all anybody talks about. And when you go to all the British, I don't know, like the Independent and Guardian and even the Daily Mail, they're always talking about it like, oh, last night on Line of Duty, spoilers. And they'll say something that happened that everybody's like, oh my God, can you believe it? So that's a really big show for them. So that is on their list.
Top Gear has got to be top five for them.
Top Gear?
Yeah.
I don't even think it made the list.
Oh, it had to. Top Gear has got to be top five. It's the biggest show on the BBC ever. Got like 75 seasons.
Sorry, it's not. I'm just telling you. I think these are, is Top Gear a reality type show?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why. Yeah, no, these are, well, no, actually RuPaul's Drag Race is on here. So I guess they include things that are not. Yeah, I was going to say, I think these are mostly all shows that are.
Dramas
and scripted.
Mm-hmm.
But. There's like one or two unscripted. No, it's all basically scripted.
Yeah, let me see. What's on it?
It's mostly scripted. I'm not going to do the whole 100, obviously. And I'm just going to give you a spoiler right now. Sopranos did not make the list.
Oh, come on. It's Top Gear and Sopranos aren't on this list?
No.
And you want me to listen to you? I'm not going to listen to you then.
I know. I'm sorry.
You can do your list all you want, but...
Yeah, it's weird the Sopranos didn't make the... Yeah, I know. I mean, I guess the Sopranos don't really resonate with... British people with the UK. And it's amazing how many American shows do resonate. And I think a lot of that is because there's a lot of British actors on American television that you don't even realize are British. There's a lot of those people, you know, that you're like, oh, that guy's British. Mm-hmm. He's speaking with an American accent. So they have some weird ones on here that I was surprised they liked. Like, The Good Wife is number 33.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Parks and Rec is number 29.
Okay.
So it's stuff like that I'm like, really? They like that over there? That's kind of impressive. I didn't realize they like that kind of stuff.
Those. Okay.
6 Feet Under is number 12. Six Feet Under is number 12 on their list.
Really?
Yeah, of the 100 greatest TV series of the 21st century.
Okay, let's put 6 Feet Under against Deadwood, which is a better show.
Funny you would say that, because Deadwood is number 18.
I'm saying for you, which is a better show?
Oh, that's tough.
I mean, Deadwood, brilliantly acted, brilliant stories, just perfect in every way.
And you know, I'm in love with Timothy Oliphant, mm-hmm. and he's the star of Deadwood and Justified, forget it, he's everything.
Right. So I would have to put Deadwood, if we're talking HBO series, above that.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's not HBO series. This is the BBC's list.
I'm just saying, if we're just going HBO series, if I'm looking at 6 Feet Under and Deadwood, I mean, 6 Feet Under was great. I don't think it was great.
But their show, that's really the number one show in the UK, Line of Duty, that I was just telling you about, that's only number 27 on this list. I mean, that's a huge show for them, and it's number 27.
Right,
the BBC fucking owns that show. It's number 27.
Give me 25, top 25.
Okay. 25. This is a BBC show and I love the show Sherlock. Did you watch that by any chance?
No, nobody watches that. Okay.
No. Are you kidding? It's Benedict Cumberbatch. It's how we first got to know him. That was the American introduction to mm-hmm. Benedict Cumberbatch was Sherlock. And he had this like long curly hair and he was kind of sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Veep is number 24.
You like that
Veep.
Show.
The Brits like that show?
Right.
I'm so shocked.
You like that show, so, and you like British shows, so that makes sense.
but I'm American and the show is about an American vice president. And there's nobody on that show that's British playing American, except for the last season, Hugh Laurie was on it. But they like the entire Better Call Saul, which is one of my favorite shows on the planet, is number 23 on their list. Black Mirror. It's a Netflix show, but there's a lot of British people in it. So 22.
Great show. It needs to be higher than that. Just the writing alone. And it's a lot of British people in that show. It's a lot of accents I don't like.
Yeah. So. Right. Odd, but Curb Your Enthusiasm is number 21 on the BBC's list.
Must be the Seinfeld thing.
But I can't imagine that it translates there. I remember when I was in the UK, I spent a lot of time, I dated like half the UK. I spent a lot of time there. They loved Sex in the City. Like I would go there and they would ask me questions about like, have you ever been to Magnolia Bakery or you ever see Sarah Jessica Parker walking around or is Fifth Avenue really like this? They really are charmed by Sex in the City. Yet Sex in the City is not, I don't even think it made this list at all. And that's a huge show. I mean, everybody, you go to people's houses in the UK, whether it's in London or Belfast, and they have the entire DVD collection of Sex in the City, even if they don't have a DVD player anymore. I'm telling you, it's huge there. Lost.
Really?
Is on their list. Yeah, number 19. Deadwood, like I said, is 18. 30 Rock is number 17. Again, very American show.
Very New York.
Very New York, yeah. The Crown, number 16, that makes sense. The Crown is about their, again, The Crown is only number 16 and it's about their royalty. It's about their queen.
They get it every day. It's called the news.
I guess that's true. Right. Chernobyl is number 15. I still haven't seen that. Have you?
No, I don't know what that is.
It was a big show on HBO. Starring Jared Harris. Everybody loved it. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I know what happens. I read the books. It wasn't great. Don't want to watch it. Yeah.
I started watching Atlanta, and I think I just sort of got distracted by something else, never went back to it. Great show, number 14.
Really? Atlanta. That's weird.
Remember that Twin Peaks reboot? That made number 13 on this list.
They're the only ones that liked it.
I think so. I didn't think it was that great. Yeah. 6 Feet Under, like we said, is number 12. Number 11 is BoJack Horseman.
People like that show. I can't with that.
Yeah.
I tried, and it's a cartoon. Yeah. I don't know. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I tried to get into it. Well, the big show right now that everyone's talking about, in fact, Family Guy did a parody of aspects of it, Succession on HBO.
Right.
The third season just dropped.
Should I watch that?
So good.
Is
yes.
It good?
I loved it. I mean, I just finished season two. I watched season one when it first came out and then I forgot about it. And then I went back to season two. And now that season three came out, I had to finish season two to get onto season three. But yes, so good. Yeah. You will love that because it's kind of like The Sopranos, but they're billionaires. So it's like Billions meets The Sopranos. There's a lot of backstabbing and there's a lot of those kind of. Yeah, I think the storylines would suit you.
Okay.
Yeah. Number 9 on their list is The Office UK, of course.
Of course.
The Ricky Gervais, The Office. Did you watch The Americans on FX?
I tried to, just because that girl's so hot.
Carrie Russell?
Yeah, she's so, so hot.
But yeah.
The story didn't keep my interest. I could look at her for a while, but
right.
I'd rather just stare at a screenshot of her and not have to watch that.
I'm with them on that as number 8. That was a really good show. She was so good. I didn't realize that Felicity had chops like that. I mean, she was really, really
so
good
hot,
at The Americans.
Though. Dear God. Yeah.
Well, there's that too.
Yeah.
Number 7, I couldn't get into this show. The Leftovers. Justin Theroux, remember?
Yeah, I tried to and I couldn't.
Yeah. Yeah, me neither. Yeah. But they love it. They love it. I May Destroy You, which is a huge show for HBO. Have you seen that yet?
No, don't know what that is.
Okay. Game of Thrones, of course. Like that makes sense. Like Game of Thrones makes sense because every time I turn around and I watch a British show, there's an actor from Game of Thrones on that show. So Fleabag is number 4. Did you watch that?
Yeah, I didn't hate it. I think it was one of those that had one or two seasons and then it just never came back.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah, so I liked it, and then I forget about it.
Yeah, well, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who created Fleabag, is one of the screenwriters for No Time to Die.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they specifically brought her in because they wanted to bring more of stronger female characters. Mm-hmm. So she's there to write stronger female characters. Remember, she won like a million Golden Globes and Emmys and stuff like that for Fleabag. My boyfriend hates her. Mm-hmm. He doesn't like her at all, which is why I love her. So that's number four. Number three on the list of the BBC's top 100 TV series of the 21st century is Breaking Bad.
You agree with that?
I think
Better Call Saul is better.
Better Call Saul is better.
Without Breaking Bad, you wouldn't have Better Call Saul. So
yeah,
you put that up there.
Yeah. Number two is Mad Men. Again, I agree with that, but it's very American. It's this show about the history of advertising in America. I know it's fictionalized, but there's a lot of aspects of it that were
great, great show.
Great show. But the fact that the Brits love it is amazing.
Yeah, great show.
And probably my favorite show of all time that I watch.
The Sopranos. I can't believe they got it right.
Thank
you, BBC, for making The Sopranos number one best TV show of all time. We congratulate.
That's not what they chose. It's not even. No. It was actually another HBO show that was on at the same time as The Sopranos that most people say is the. That's right, The Wire. The Wire is the number one show.
The number one show of all time. We appreciate it.
The Wire is where we met Idris Elba.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Americans really met him because he was one of the leads in The Wire. So we fell in love with him. And The Wire's, like I said, we rewatched The Wire on a regular basis. So,
and they didn't have The Sopranos in there at all.
Not even. Top 100, no Sopranos. I know. Those Brits.